Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I told you it'd be obnoxious this week, and that's just a few of the folks who called in with their best wishes, our Brain Trust members. Like our good friend Elise Benin, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. That first one is more than 20 years old. Elise Benin, marketing-mentor.com. How old is that website?
That website is probably 15 years old.
But when was your first website? What year did you get your first website?
Oh, my God. I don't even remember.
Mine was 97.
Oh, yeah? Hmm. No, I have no idea.
So we're talking about what has changed in the last 20 years. Since you and I first met, since you started joining me on my show, what has changed about the world? And a whole lot more technology, right?
Yes, and yesterday someone called me, and as soon as I picked up the phone, they apologized for not texting me first, which got me thinking about this, like the new etiquette with the technology, that people either don't answer their phone anymore or don't call on the phone anymore, at least without a warning, as if you need a warning that the phone is going to ring.
Well, I think people do that when they're, especially if they're talking to someone that they're, that's their customer or their prospect, someone that's not sort of not their peer, if you see what I mean, not a friend yet, and they feel like that they need to let them know. Well, I'll tell you another reason I think people do it is to let them know who the number is from. Because, see, some people look at a number, they don't answer it. If you're not in my contacts, I may or may not answer it. That's what people do.
Is that what you do?
I think not usually. I usually answer the phone if I can. But the reason is because more and more, now this is something that's changed. Here's a big change. When I first got my phone, my mobile phone, my cell phone, we called them, right? Of course, the first one was bolted to my car, right? But when I first got the first one that I could put in my pocket, I left it in the car all day long. I only did business on my office number phone. For years, I never brought my mobile phone in the car, in the office. Every 100% of my calls came into my office. Well, in the last few years, I keep it in here, and I probably do more business over it now in my office than my office number. And that's a big change. And I'm not sure it's all of it. Some of it's good, some of it's not. When they call in, they don't get a response that says Small Business Network, can I help you? You know what I mean? They lose a brand opportunity. I lose a brand opportunity when they do that, I think. And there's an image issue where if you call in and somebody answers my phone and they say, just a minute, I'll put you right through, that gives you a little bit of an impression about my company, right?
Right.
But if you ring me, I could be anybody with a phone. So I think there's a little of that that you lose. Also, record keeping. If they call me, and I don't know. It's just there's some things. It's not perfect, but I will say I think all in all, it's overall a better thing though.
Well, and the thing about the technology, this article that I wrote in 1992, I was reading it from obviously today's perspective, and it was about how to figure out who your best prospects and clients are. So it wasn't really about the technology, although it said nothing about searching the net, of course, and it made a reference to a directory that you can find in the library, of course.
Right.
But the thing about the change in my mind is just the fact that at that point there were maybe three or four different marketing tools we used, mm-hmm. everybody used, and now there are hundreds.
Thousands.
And that, yeah, that just makes it almost impossible to choose.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. Back in when you and I first got together on the show here and became friends, there were hundreds of small business experts. Now there are tens of thousands.
Right. There's so much more competition.
There's a lot of noise out there. It's a lot of noise. That's one of the issues, one of the challenges, I think one of the big changes that we've experienced, Elise, is the more we have, that we have an embarrassment of riches, don't we, with information. We have to become better consumers, don't we? More discerning.
Yes, absolutely. And because if we're not, that makes us a lot more gullible.
Yeah.
But I think overall, one thing that has stayed the same and maybe even gotten stronger is the fact that relationships are the most important thing.
Trust and those kinds of and high touch has gotten more valuable than ever, hasn't it?
It really has.
Yeah. Hey, Elise, I don't think we've ever agreed as many times before.
At least not at the end.
Are you discerning your best behavior because it's my anniversary?
I am.
What it is, isn't it? Hey, yes. Elise, good job today. Let's do 20 more. What do you think?
All right, I'm up for it.
Marketing-mentor.com. Check her website out, folks. You'll like it, and you'll thank me for telling you about it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.